What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another snack episode of Schnit Talk. Before we get into the episode, what song are we having to bring us into the weekend? It is Beautiful Girls, Sean Kingston. I just feel like it's the vibe this weekend. I feel like you kind of can't, you hear this song, you're instantly in a good mood. It reminds you of old times, good times. 2009 was a great year for music. I don't know, I think this is just a vibey song. So listen to that.
See, it started at the park, used to chill after dark. Ooh, when you took my heart, that's when we fell apart. Cause we both thought that love lasts forever.
Lasts forever.
They say we're too young to get ourselves sprung. Ooh, we didn't care, we made it very clear. And they also said that we couldn't last together.
Last together.
See, it's very divine, you're one of a kind, but you mush up my mind, you are to get declined. Oh Lord, my baby is driving me crazy. You're way too beautiful, girl, that's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal.
Everybody, welcome back to another Schnit Talk snack. This is presented by Honey. You guys already know about Honey. It's an online browser plug-in. You download it in just two clicks, and it automatically applies the best deals on the internet to your shopping cart, so you don't have to hunt down a coupon. It's there for you. It's really awesome. We save a lot of money using Honey. You guys already know this. And if you're not using it, you are literally wasting money. So don't waste any more time or any more money. Go to joinhoney.com/Ellie and get Honey for free today. That is joinhoney.com/Ellie. Okay. So three DMs today. Just you and me this time. No guest. But you guys sent a lot of DMs after the first one launched. And a lot of those are really funny. You actually listened to me when I said, please send me a fucking would you rather, because sometimes answering relationship questions all day is like, it's like second nature now and it's easy for me, but I'm like, okay, like, can I please talk about something that isn't a boyfriend? But on the other side, got one from a girl. Her name, I'm not going to say her name. Let's call her Nicole. And she said, please help. Is it bad to enjoy sexual tension with a guy in your life, even if you have a boyfriend? I think I just like the attention because the dude is hot. I love my boyfriend, but the tension is so fun. Very confused at the moment. What do I do? That's interesting. I mean, I get liking sexual attention. I do. I get that. But I also feel like, I don't know. We talked on the first episode about cheating. It's like you can't really define it, but you know when you see it. It's like, I can't tell you yes or no if this is like something you shouldn't necessarily be doing. It's like, I don't know you. I don't know what lines you will and won't cross. I don't know what you consider too far. I feel like maybe a little harmless flirting won't hurt anybody. Like that, I don't know. Like, I don't think that it's going to kill anybody, but I do think the temptation to take it a little too far, I mean, that's always going to be there, because once you're like super attracted to someone like that, like I understand like the attention's fun, and I think there are a lot of people that I have a little bit of like sexual tension with, and I enjoy talking to them and hanging out with them. But every once in a while, there's always a moment where it crosses a line, not like a full line. It's not like someone's grabbing my boob or something, but something happens, or a moment happens, or there's a moment of eye contact, or something happens where you just think, oh, I've let this go way too fucking far. And like, if that's something that like you're comfortable with or confident that that's not going to happen, go ahead, keep your sexual tension, buddy. I'm not like going to shame you for that, but I will warn you that it's pretty easy for those things to get out of hand, because even if you think that you have it all under control and, oh, it's just attention, it's just this, it's just that. Listen, I've been in a lot of situations that started as just attention, and then somewhere down the line, something really bad happened, and now we don't talk anymore. So just be careful. I trust you. I believe in you. But I also think that that guy doesn't have pure intentions. So like, think about it that way. Like, he might know, like, he knows that you have a boyfriend, and he's still willing to flirt with you or be in those situations with you or have that kind of energy with you, and that says a lot about him. So if it's that's if it was like I don't know what a situation would be where you could trust the guy, but this guy in this situation, for sure, like, you can't trust that he's not going to take it too far, because he doesn't have a girlfriend. He doesn't have any obligation to honor your relationship. And if you're giving him the vibes that, like, you're kind of into the flirtation, like, he might just, like, keep taking it further and further, and then all of a sudden you find yourselves hooking up in the storeroom at work. So just, like, be careful. A word of warning, be careful. Everyone loves sexual tension, but be careful, and that's the moral of the story. Okay. DM number two. Okay. Another relationship question. Once you are in the friend zone, is it impossible to get out? So I've probably talked about this before, but, like, the friend zone isn't, like, a real thing. Like, I understand that it is, but it also isn't. Because I think a lot of times people use... I'm saying people, I mean men. I think a lot of times men use the friend zone as an excuse to be like, I'm a nice boy. Why don't people want to have sex with me? Actually, I got a would you rather. Somebody wrote in and was like, would you rather be with someone who it was really passionate, but they were like kind of an asshole, but, you know, that was like really like your soulmate, whatever, or be with like a nice guy that you don't feel as strongly about? I'm like, is that a real fucking question? Obviously the passion. Why would I want to be with someone I don't feel strongly about just because they're nice to me? And that's where you tie in the friend zone thing, because I think a lot of guys tend to say, like, I'm nice and I'm her friend, and, like, why doesn't she want to get naked in front of me? And it's like, it has nothing to do with the fact that you're a nice guy. And also, if you were really a nice guy, you wouldn't have to reiterate over and over and over again that you were a nice guy. Like, I don't know. I think that people get, I'm saying people again, I mean men. Men get convinced that girls only want assholes, but it's not that we want assholes. It's what we want, passion. And if you're just like passively standing there expecting that I'm going to love you when you're just like being my friend, like, that's just not going to work. So do I think you can get out of the friend zone, as it were? Yeah, I think you can get out of the friend zone, because it doesn't fucking exist. Like, any guy that I'm close enough friends with, like best friends, let's be real. There's something about you and her, or you and him, or whoever it is, that you are really drawn together. You have, like, you know, similar personalities, or you like spending time around each other. And if you're attracted to their gender and they're attracted to your gender, there is a big chance that, like, there's probably something a little more there, whether or not either of you can admit it yet. I don't think it's completely crazy to think that someone you're close friends with could become a romantic partner, but I don't think you should expect it. And I don't think that you should think, like, well, I've put in all this work, I deserve it. Like, if you want to be friends with someone, be friends with them because you like them. Don't be friends with someone out of the expectation that one day, eventually, somehow, you're going to be naked in front of each other. You know what I mean? I think that's something that has always pissed me the fuck off every time, because I've had a lot of guy friends do this to me, where, like, we were friends, we were close friends, I loved our friendship, and then somewhere out of nowhere, they just, like, were really flirty with me, and I wasn't about it, and then they were like, well, then I'm not going to be friends with you anymore, because why would I be friends with you? Like, why would I do boyfriend, quote-unquote, things for you if I'm not going to get anything in return? And I think that's such, like, an inherently flawed logic. Like, no one asked you to pay for my coffee. Nobody asked you to listen to me talk about other guys. Nobody asked you to be, like, a decent human being. You should just be doing that, but, like, you shouldn't expect a fucking cookie for that. Like, it just makes me so mad, you know? Like, I hate when, I think girls can be guilty of it as well. It's like, we all watched the You Belong With Me video, Taylor Swift, you know, they're best friends, but he doesn't see her that way. And, like, no song has ever encapsulated that feeling better than Taylor Swift did. But again, like, that's a song, that's a story. That's not something that, like, and I mean, it's a great song. It's one of my favorite songs. Can never go wrong with that song. Maybe that should have been the song of the day. But I don't think that being friends is a lower tier than being in a relationship. I think that if you're looking at a friendship as a way to get into someone's pants, then, like, your logic is inherently flawed. And I think that that's the way that a lot of guys talk about the friend zone. And, like, that's just, like, sad and kind of gross. So do I think you can be more than friends with someone you're friends with? Yes. Do I think that you are owed a relationship with someone or owed sex by someone because you treat them nicely? Not even a little bit. So Depending on the way you were asking this question, my answer is either yes or fuck you. Okay. Next DM. This girl, I think maybe Becky or Rebecca. I can't tell by your username. But you said, you probably get a ton of messages, but I have a question for you. What hill would you die on? It can be serious, but it's more fun if it's petty. Like, I think men should never be allowed to wear flip-flops. No one needs to see your unkempt feet. I would die on that hill. Might be fun food for thought on the podcast. Okay. I probably have a bunch of hills I would die on. Like, I have very strong opinions, but the first one that comes to mind is that I think that you, and I don't mean to kink shame, like, people are into what they're into, but I think if you want to spit in someone's mouth during sex, you are disgusting. There is something wrong with you. Spit is so fucking gross. It, like, smells bad. It's like, I get that we all have spit. Actually, you guys, like, I have, like, a phobia. When I think about the fact that there's spit in my mouth, like, I kind of freak out a little bit. Like, I sometimes have to spit because I can't swallow, because it, like, freaks me out that there's spit in my mouth. Like, I have a thing about it. And, like, I'm telling you right now, like, if a guy ever fucking did that to me, I would fucking headbutt him. Like, he would die. His face would fall off or something. I don't know what is wrong. Like, I get it's, like, a control thing maybe, but, like, spit? Really? Anything else? Slap me in the fucking face over spitting on me. Literally jizz in my eyeball over spitting on me. I cannot deal with that. What else? What other hills would I die? Oh, did you see there's, like, a debate going on right now on the internet that's like, should people without kids be allowed to go to Disney World? I'm like, yes, dude. Kids are what ruins Disney World. I know that when you're like 6 years old, Disney World is like the coolest fucking place in the world. But people bring their like babies, their 2-year-olds, and it's like they won't even remember this super expensive vacation that you've taken them on. Like, I think adults going to Disney World like makes more sense. Like, there's like, you'll have more fun on the rides. You'll remember it more. You can get drunk in the fucking, what's it called? The Epcot. Epcot, you can go around the world. Like, you know, in college you would do an around the world, which by the way those were always sort of like, I feel like maybe a little racist, like the way people would dress up for the countries, but I digress. You do out around the world, like you could do like a real around the world, like literally get drunk in every country in Epcot. That would be so sick. I'm pretty sure they sell alcohol there. I just think that adults should be allowed to go there. I would die on that hill. But people are really fucking mad. They're like, it's creepy for adults to go, you know, to Disney World. And I will not say that this is true for everyone, but I do think that sometimes grown-ass adults with a full Disney obsession are a little fucking weird. Like, I'm not talking like, you know, you like Disney World or whatever, but I'm talking people who like, it's their entire identities. Sorry, Jordan Berry, it's not you. You are not one of these people. I just think it's really weird. Someone actually DM'd and was like, I just met this guy. He's really great, but he listens to Disney podcasts. Do I end things with him? I'm like, first of all, what the fuck is a Disney podcast? What is that? What, like, what are they about? Is it Mickey Mouse being like, oh, let me answer your relationship questions? That was a terrible Mickey Mouse impression. I'm really scared of a Donald Duck's voice. That's a side note. I really, really don't like it. Would die on that hill. I don't think that his voice should be allowed. It's creepy. But I don't know what Disney podcasts mean, but I feel like, yes, you should probably end things with him. If you are dating a grown-ass man who loves Disney that much, I don't know. Like, I love to watch Disney movies. You know, I do, and I get it, but I don't know. You guys know what I mean. When there's people that love Disney, like, just a little too much. Like, that's creepy as a grown-ass woman, adult man, person. But I don't think it's creepy for adults to go to Disney World when they don't have kids. Me and my mom went when I was 19. We went to Harry Potter World. It was really fucking awesome. I was among the older people there, but I don't care. It was so fun, and we got to ride the train, and it was really fun. So whatever, don't be a hater. I'm trying to think of other hills that I would die on. Okay, here's a hill that I would fucking die on. I don't think construction should be allowed in general. It's annoying. I understand you have to like fix things and make things better, but like, come on, man. Every summer, it's like the season isn't even summer. The season is just construction. And you're like, I can't get anywhere. I can't drive anywhere. All I'm hearing all the time is like hammering. So annoying. You guys can't even hear it. But like right outside the window, people are just like hammering. And I'm easily distracted, very easily distracted. So every fucking time I hear the hammer, I want to throw something out the window. Ooh, I'm a little feisty today. Oh, and also I think that all airplanes should have heated seats and footrests for every passenger. I think that that is a basic human right, and it is barbaric the way that we are crammed like sardines onto airplanes and we're not even comfortable. So that is that for the hills that I would die on. And we're going to move into would you rathers, because you guys actually listened to me and sent in would you rathers, and I really appreciate that because those are really enjoyable for me. Although some of them are not great. Okay, so this guy, Kev Dog Official, sent in a couple of them. I think I'll answer a couple of them. Would you rather burp after every kiss or fart loudly after every serious conversation? I think that a burp is easier to hide. Like, I think you could play it off a little easier. Just be like, oh, excuse me. Like, as long as it's not like a belch, you know? Like, I don't actually burp. Like, I've never, like, burp. Like, there's something wrong with me, I think, but like that just like my body doesn't do that. Like, I can't.
I think I burp a lot.
Yeah, you do.
But it's like, oh my god,
excuse me, how silly. But do you see what I mean? Like, you can play off a burp so easily.
I fucking hate things like this.
I do too.
I hate, like, I think
bodily
this is like,
functions.
I think it's like the lowest echelon of humor.
Burping and
is
farting.
Like bodily functions. Yeah.
No, I really don't like it. It actually makes me uncomfortable to say the words, but I just thought it might be an interesting discussion. Because like, I don't think I could fart after a serious conversation. I don't think you can hide that if you're farting really loudly.
That's just like awkward.
That's just like, do we pretend that that didn't happen? Or are we just going to say
that? Wait, what was
that?
The burp one? After what?
Every kiss. Okay, but my question is this like, every kiss, as in you kiss, like if you're having sex, for example, is it like every time that you just have like one kiss, you burp, or is it like the first kiss and then every subsequent kiss goes into the category?
Let's say it's a sesh.
It's a kissing sesh. Okay, then I could handle that, because if it was like, you know, like
every time your lips touch.
Every time you're, or if you kiss someone's neck, then would you burp? Then, like, you know, like there's just so many variables that I don't care for.
A boy wrote this, correct?
Yes, obviously a boy wrote this. Are you kidding? Obviously a boy.
I need to know the age. 12?
He has a beard.
Oh god.
I'm guessing 24. Okay, he also said, would you rather find your true love or find a suitcase with $5 million in it? $5 million? Are you shitting me? I would rather be alone forever than give up $5 million. Are you, for $5 million, I could buy the love of my life.
So true.
Like, what the fucking kind of question is this? Men think women are so scared of being alone, and it's like, my worst nightmare is not finding my soulmate. My like worst nightmare is like going broke. So yeah, I would take the mm-hmm. fucking $5 million. Okay, dumb question, clearly also written by a man.
Clearly.
Would you rather wake up alone in an uninhabited desert or wake up alone in a rowboat in the middle of the ocean?
Oh, wow.
Deserts really freak me out because there's no water, but I guess ocean, there's no water either. I like that if you're in a rowboat in the middle of the ocean, you at least have like the means to escape. And like if it rains, the rain can like collect in the rowboat so you can drink water. Like, it doesn't rain in the desert, and you, so you couldn't drink anything. But I guess if you're in the middle of the ocean, you don't know which way to go to like find land because you don't know where you are.
This is like scaring
me. It is scary. But definitely, I think probably not the desert one, but something about being in the middle of the ocean alone. Okay, you ever
I think
seen?
The ocean is scarier.
So much scarier.
But the survival rate is higher.
Yes. You, okay, you've seen Moana.
Oh my god, it's my favorite Disney movie.
Same, but you know the scene, the part where she's alone on the ocean and she's on the raft and like the stars are mm-hmm. around. I'm like, yes, that's beautiful, but I get like a pit of mm-hmm. dread in my stomach, because it's not that, I don't know what would be so scary about it though, because like you literally know you're alone, like nothing bad could happen.
That's what's scary.
I think it's the fear that you're not alone. I think that's what's scary.
Oh my God, stop. I'm actually scared right now.
Right? Doesn't that freak you the
Why
fuck
am I
out?
Scared?
Because it's scary. It's so scary. I like really don't like it.
I'm like scared and nervous.
No, it's really, really, really scary. All right, one more. Would you rather? Would you rather? This is brought in by Chandler Haxton. Great name. Would you rather have an ungodly tolerance, drink as much as you want and never worry about blacking out, but feel every drink and the resulting hangover, or have an obscenely low tolerance, blackout after three drinks, but never get hungover again? First of all, I have right now the worst
well,
of both worlds.
This is Ellie's real life.
My real life is having an obscenely low tolerance and feeling every single drink. That's like my actual life. So I would rather be a lightweight like I am now and have no hangovers. Because it's not bad being a lightweight. You can just, like, black out every time. Like, that sucks.
I think I would just not drink, and my only drinks would be the ones that people force me to drink. Does that make sense?
Like, if somebody physically gave
me... take this shot. Like, that would be my one of three.
Right.
Like, I would never get myself one.
You would never get blacked out.
Yes.
But then it's kind of like... Are you an embarrassing blackout or are you like a put together blackout? Because every once in a while I do have like a really sloppy blackout. But sometimes I feel like when I'm super, super blacked out, I kind of just go home. Like I don't act any differently than normal. I'm just like kind of drunk. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it depends on how embarrassing your blackout version is. Because if you're like a well-behaved blackout, I'm not saying that anyone in this room is. But if you're like if you're like a well-behaved blackout, then maybe you could just drink three drinks and be blacked out and never have a hangover again. And I wonder if that gets rid of drinking anxiety too, because I think that's a big part of the hangover that I don't like. It's like not only do I feel like ass, I also think that everyone hates me.
I committed social suicide.
Yes, that like I somehow managed to spill every secret about myself and others to someone that I shouldn't have. Which, like, I do run my mouth when I'm drunk, but I'm not that stupid. But, like, I always convince myself that I am. Like, I'm like, oh, my God, what did I say and to whom? But if it would get rid of drinking anxiety, I would take the low tolerance with blackout. Or it'd be kind of cool to have a really high tolerance because I haven't since I was 19. Remember being in college and you could just drink Burnett's out of the bottle, or you could just drink an entire double bottle of Moscato and not die? Like, if I have a sip of Moscato now, I immediately have
like
a headache.
Hangover. I'm like, oh, my head.
That's like not even a joke. Like, it is a joke, but it's also not, because that happens to me. So good questions. Good questions. All right. That is it for this week's snack episode. Happy Friday. We are at Lollapalooza right now, and it's very hot, and it's fun. like me. I'm kidding. so we'll catch you on Tuesday. Make sure to look out for the vlog, the Instagram stories, and thanks so much for listening. Love you guys so, so much. Catch you on Tuesday, and we out. Bye.
To be young and in love in New York City. Do not know who I am, but still know that I'm good long as you're here with me. To be drunk and in love in New York City. Midnight into morning coffee, burning through the hours talking. Damn, I like me better when I'm with you. I like me better when I'm with you. I knew from the first time I'd stay for a long time, 'cause I like me better when I like me better when I'm